Oh, don't fall, Andy. Don't fall. Oh, God. It's really...
Touch you! Keep out of the way!
There's not really anywhere for me to go! Help!
Try not to fall off!
Really?
My word! That is a big un! Coo!
Norton, do you ever say anything helpful? I'm telling you now, this really isn't the day I had planned.
That's Torchwood for you. Nothing ever goes to plan.
If you weren't a ghost, I would kill you right now. I suppose what I'm really trying to say is that, well, I see you in here every day, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, but you're really, really good looking. Too much. No, it's a bit too much. And stalky. Well, stalkery. Stalky? I think you look really interesting. Interesting? No, that's not right. You look nice. There you go. You look nice. Oh, God. You're there now. Oh, the usual table. Are you watching me? Don't look. Can you see me talking to myself? Oh, God. Right. There's nothing for it. Today, I am going to go over there and talk to you. I've put it on the calendar, so I'm going to talk to you. That is the day that I have got planned. Right. Now.
Good morning. Mind if I join you?
What? Yes. Actually, I'm a bit busy.
Talking to yourself, getting ready to ask that girl out. Ooh, she's nice. But don't tell her she looks nice. Girls hate that. Actually, everyone hates the word nice. Doesn't mean a thing.
Well, what word should I use?
Well, no. Actually, leave the girl till tomorrow. This is important.
What is? Who are you?
Sergeant Davidson.
Andy, please. My friends call me Andy.
And what do people who don't like you call you?
Well, Andy.
Thought so. I'm Norton Folgate, Torchwood Assessor. Here's my card.
Torchwood has business cards?
They did in my day.
Huh?
I've been appointed to see if you're ready to join the new Torchwood.
What? Gwen has finally decided to let me in? Amazing! Right, I'm going to call her right now.
No, today you're going off-grid. This is a day all about you. I've been sent here to assess you. I've come all the way from 1953, so you may have to fill in a few gaps.
1953?
Well, that's just how we do it sometimes. Guarantees impartiality. Also, it means I can't interfere. Well, watch me pick up that teaspoon.
Oh, my God, you're a ghost.
2016, yes? You have holograms and nano-printers, don't you?
Yeah.
And a ghost, he says. Open mind, Sergeant. Now then, ready?
Actually, I quite fancy the loo. Can I just...
Tough. Test due to start in... Ooh, now.
Oh, my God!
Sergeant Andy Davidson, we are on.
Right, I've called this in, just to the police.
Sensible.
Okay, right, everybody back. Okay, everybody back. Emergency services are on their way, but for now, it's me. Okay, so get back, please.
Oi! You need to do something about that noise!
Ma'am, you need to keep quiet and listen to me. Tell you what, get everyone out the way, right? Thank you. Right, now you, beanie hat, find out who's injured. Lovely. Okay, right, now where's the driver? He okay?
He ran off.
So he's fine then. Great. Hey, big issue. Mate, can you have a look at what's coming out the back of the lorry, please?
It's green!
Right, fair enough. Chemical spill. Not now. Working mother, you keep everyone back. Beanie hat, you get the injured out of the way. Big issue. Stop anyone stepping in that stuff.
What about my shopping? Can I go and get my shopping out the way?
No.
Listen, not being funny. Who do you think you are?
That chemical spill's dissolved your shopping.
But there were tents.
Yeah.
That was steak. 50 Napier, Ting. Oh, got the last I did. Where am I going to get more? The council should do something.
Tame that shrew. There's a poppet. This is about to get fun.
What?
Been trying to tell you. Look at the spill.
Whoa. What? Those tentacles.
Oh, I should say so.
Everyone, they're getting back. Really get back. What do we do?
Your test. I'm just giving you marks.
Just so you know, I failed 3 driving tests. That's lovely. Stay nice and back. Well done. Emergency services are on their way.
Yeah, but what about Torchwood?
Yeah. What about them? Can I ring Gwen now, please?
Hey,
you! Keep back! This isn't a shortcut, you idiot! Can someone stop him?
Oh, my God! Crikey. I think it ate him. You lose points for that.
Oh, jeepers. How can you...
And now it appears to be growing more of him.
Right. You stay here.
Don't panic, everyone. Andy's gone to get a bacon roll.
Everyone! Right, listen. Shops, pubs... Whatever, get fire extinguishers. Citizens, arrest them. Police order. Go. Come on.
What's a police order?
I don't care. It's working.
What are you doing, by the way?
Well, GCSE science. It breathed oxygen, right? Fire extinguishers starve a fire of oxygen. And that thing is now snot. Dead snot.
Very impressive. One question. What's a GCSE?
Waste of time and a PlayStation from my mum. Well done, you lot. And here come the blues and twos. Lovely.
I'm going to have a look at that lorry.
Whoa. What about the chemical spill?
Ghost, remember?
As I said, the car's in for repair today.
No, I love public transport.
Oh, quick question. Can other people see you?
Yes.
Oh, good. Just, you know, I don't want to be that guy talking to thin air on a bus.
No one wants to be that guy.
So, right, the game is afoot. Now, I fed the name you got off that lorry.
Glenstar Developments.
Mm-hmm. Into Google. Oh, it's a search engine on my phone. A search engine is, we use it to look up very important information. See?
Gosh, very impressive. Can I see?
Yeah.
Goodness me, you do like a Chinese restaurant.
Well, that's the beauty of the modern era. You can look up any piece of information on your smartphone. We call it a smartphone because it's a phone.
And it's smart. Got it.
Yeah. I bet you wish you had one of these in the 1950s. Anyone in the world can talk to you or send you an electronic text message.
Like that person who just sent you a picture of a winky face, an aubergine and a shocked monkey?
Yeah.
Truly, I am stunned.
I mean, it's code. Now, in my Maps app, I can have a real-time view of where our journey is. That dot there, that's where we're going.
On our lovely bus. Has someone just been sick?
And as you can see... Oh, blimey, push the button. We should have got off at the last stop.
I'm intangible, remember, darling. I know touchy thingies, which, on this bus, is a bloody blessing. You'll catch your death. Have you not got an umbrella?
Nah, I'm Welsh. We don't need them. Also, they last about, like, an hour in this weather. What about you?
Oh, the rain's passing right through me. Peculiar.
Back in 1953, you do have a body, don't you?
Yes, and it's amazing. I'm simply here through soft light Faradine projection. Ensures I can't get hurt, can't interfere.
So, what's it like working for Torchwood? I've asked Gwen about it, and I've been involved, obviously, but it's complicated.
In my era, it's pretty grubby, if we're going to be fair. We've just had a war, so there's a lot of black market trading in alien artefacts. Uh-huh. Loads of UFOs got shot down in the war.
Oh, yeah.
But more often than not, we just get called out to unexploded bombs. Most of the cases we get... shady. Soho louts who've seen too many movies, and now they've got ray guns.
Oh, I don't know. You make it sound quite exciting.
Nope. Had a bloke last week, Piano Joe, left a bandrel staser where his eldest could get hold of it.
Oh.
Looked just like a toy pop gun. The 8-year-old shot his mum, his sisters and his baby brother, laughing all the time. Zap, 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 zap.
Oh.
They just vanished. When Piano Joe got home, the kid asked his dad to bring them back now.
Oh, sugar.
Oh, sugar, yes. What's that about?
Oh, we had a course. Apparently swearing's unprofessional and can also infringe the human rights and dignity of suspects when we arrest them. It's easy when you get the hang of it. And actually, I quite like it. It gives me a sophisticated, sort of old-fashioned tone.
Blimey, you poor bugger. Anyway, here we are. Glen Star Developments. Luxury executive flats. Forgive me, but it's a falling-down warehouse.
Yeah. We've a lot of that round here.
Looks like a bomb's hit it, and believe me, I know what that looks like.
Well, you had the war, we had the recession. You lot pulled together and saved the world. We? Well, we blamed each other and let the villains get away with it. Cardiff got blasted pretty bad. 8 years ago, you couldn't move for cranes down the bay, and now it's mostly abandoned building sites like this.
Hmm. Keep out 24-hour guard.
Yeah, about that.
Still locked, though. How did you...
Well, the lorry driver left his keys in the ignition. Do I get points?
You do get points.
Result.
Comprehension exercise. What are you thinking?
About what? Tea tonight or this case?
Looking for a working hypothesis from you.
Okay. My guess is that the developer left this place unoccupied for a few years. Mm. Property markets crawling back on his feet. So they came back and found some alien goop had fallen through the rift and ended up here. They tried shifting it out.
With hilarious consequences.
Mm. Also, I'm having sausages for tea tonight.
Mm. Good work. On both counts.
Thanks. Another thing about my phone is this. Torch setting. Get that?
Mm. Normally just use my torch.
But look, green goop on the ground. Oh, I think it's safe.
Careful.
My betting is it slopped while they were loading it. Diluted to death by the rain. Kind of like anti-homeopathy. So, do we phone Gwen now?
Nope. Butch up, cowboy.
Okay. But if I get eaten, she will be massively cross with you. Like, livid.
Cooey! Anyone home? Put the kettle on, there's your love.
Leslie, do you not do stealth?
No.
Well, since you've blown the element of surprise, I'm going to test something.
Be my guest.
Right, so they paid the power bill. It means we're not traipsing around like Mulder and Scully.
Who?
Variety act. Ah. Also, this place has got my great detective's nose a-twitching. If there's power, what else are they using it for?
Excellent thinking.
Now, once this is finished, this will be the luxury reception area leading up to a variety of exclusive executive-style apartments.
Executive-style?
Yeah, homes for well-paid managers. One tiny problem, slight lack of those jobs in Cardiff these days, hence this building being abandoned. Would you mind going up these steps ahead of me, in case it's not safe? Is that cheating?
No. What have you stopped for?
Rats.
Seriously? You get used to them picking through Bayswater bomb sites.
No, listen. There are dead rats on the stairs. You're standing sort of in one. It's in your foot, look.
Ew.
But now, here's the thing. Mutant rats. Look, yours has got three heads.
Oh, so it does. Charming.
That goop. Suppose it got splashed as they carried it out, and the rats wandered into it. We saw it try to copy that man it ate.
So your theory is alien mimicky soup?
Yes. Yes, it is. Does that fit with anything you know?
Not immediately, but interesting. Blimey O'Reilly. Vats.
Vats. Let me guess. Vats are never good?
Never.
Oh. Did you?
Yes, I heard that. Rats, vats, and a monster. What a blast! Good luck with that.
Vats, check. No sign of a monster.
You'll know when it lands on you.
What?
Is it on the ceiling?
How should I know? Always be prepared. That's our motto.
Isn't that the Boy Scouts?
Same difference. Now, monster or Vats?
Daddy or Chips. Let's see what's going to try and kill me.
Oh, very good. Chasing it out into the open. Lovely, you're like a ninja.
Do you know what? There's nothing in here. So, what are the Vats then?
You tell me. I am, you know, marking you.
Okay, okay. Green goo that mimics things. Vats. Yep, full of goo. Also, they're worryingly coffin-shaped.
I like the worryingly. Notice the pattern. Arranged in a circle.
Yeah, like a bicycle wheel made out of coffins. I'm going out on a limb. People photocopier. Oh, wait, did you have...
Yes, we had photocopiers, and yes, full marks.
Okay, so, thinking aloud here.
Just a note.
Yeah.
Don't get carried away.
I can't think why you would do this, but this place makes bodies.
Oh, that's Dolly.
But I don't think this setup is working right. There's something wrong with the goo, am I right? And this one's empty.
Not saying. My lips are sealed. Stum.
Empty.
Like your head, sweetheart.
Empty. As in, it's already been used to make something.
That? Full marks.
What the hell is that?
Nope, next question.
What do we do about it?
Again, not right now.
How do I get away from it?
Bingo.
It's blocking the door. It's massive, and I am not jumping through the window.
Okay, you're doing quite well.
Rising panic, actually.
Sort of spotted that.
Oh, fudge, it's huge. God, I'm very angry. Hi there, Nav. Hey, I know you've had a rough night out. Your boyfriend does love you.
What the hell are you doing?
Standard routine on St. Mary Street, 3 a.m. Sunday morning. If it calms down a valley girl, it'll work on that fudging nightmare. He really does love you. And your best friend's sorry for what she said, aren't you? Come on.
Your hair's great.
Yeah. Okay, then why don't you have a lovely sit down and finish your bab, and we'll see if we can get a taxi to take you. Oh, God! Oh, crikey, Norton! Get distracted, can you?
How many times? I'm intangible, you nitwit!
He doesn't know that! Distracted! I need to think!
Hey, you big fat puffer! Ain't you a bit large to be trailing on those ladders? Too much! I've got a plan!
Oh, lovely!
You won't like it!
I didn't think I would.
Get up! And how much change did you get from a tanner? Oh, good! God, it's trying to eat me! That is disgusting! Right then, Sergeant Andy, get in that vat!
Which vat?
Any vat of Chop Chops, Big Spot is coming for you!
Oh, God, crikey!
Get in!
Okay, Andy Davidson, we are fine.
Hooey! I led it away. The monster's gone next door. Ha! Never got to say that before.
Lovely.
When you put life into a sentence and it sounds weird, be suspicious. Anywho, you can probably come out now.
All right, then. Oh, bums.
Come on, get a move on.
There's no lever on this side.
You're kidding. You idiot.
Well, this was your idea. Oh, look, I give in. Get me out.
No can do, Squire.
Look, it's fine, right? I failed the test. I never expected to pass. Just get me out, please.
How many times? I can't touch things.
Oh. All right. Oh, sugar.
Have you had a really good look round?
No, it's really dark in here.
Then use your torch thing.
Oh, sure. My phone! Gwen! Oh, damn it. No signal!
Thought you said you could phone anyone on the planet any time.
I hate you so much right now. Still, I can see at least. Yep. Just to confirm, no lever. Oh, help.
Hey, good news!
What?
I can stick my head through the wall.
Oh, God!
Well, how about that? Ooh, cozy in here.
And?
That's it.
Hang on. Is this thing airtight?
Seems so. The pipes are sealed, and given what's in them, you wouldn't want them unsealed.
Airtight. Airtight.
Oh. See what you mean.
Help! Help! Help!
Not wanting to be Dolores Doleful at this point, but you're in an abandoned warehouse in the middle of nowhere, probably not going to attract a passing dog walker. Calmer now?
System. I need a system. Shouting uses up air. Banging on the lid makes noise, but it might bring that thing back.
Excellent thinking.
You still marking me now?
Actually, I'm genuinely impressed.
Oh, cheers. I need to think.
Leave it for a moment. It'll come to you. Plenty of time.
Really?
Hours! Anyway, if no one's passing now, maybe they will be in a bit. Why do you want to join Torchwood?
What?
I've got to ask you at some point. May as well do it now.
Oh, all right. I believe I've got a lot to offer. Team player, goal-oriented and objective-focused. And, because I thought it would be fun. It's been almost 10 years, you know. 10 years since Gwen... since she joined. 10 years wondering what's so special about her. I mean, I know she's special. She's amazing. But still, 10 years of wondering. I mean, our test scores, pretty even. Appraisals, all fine. And I'm good with people and popular. And 10 years of wondering why it wasn't me.
Did you want it to be?
Are you kidding? She's a bloody superhero. She saved the world. She's fought aliens. And she is brilliant. And I want that. I just want to matter. And I'm not brilliant. I'm...
nice.
Yeah, nice. I'm also trapped in a coffin. Still, could be worse.
No, never say that. Back in a jiff. Oh dear.
What?
Good news! Really good news! You're not going to suffocate.
Brilliant.
The machinery's starting up.
What?
And you're going to drown in acid.
My hearing's really good, you know.
Oh, sorry. What the hell does all this do? I'm just so... Nope, not even a dial. Of course, I can't touch a thing.
Oh, God, it's happening, isn't it? No, I don't want to die alone. Oh! Jesus!
Hey, sailor. What's up?
Look at it. The whole vat's lit up. It's pulsing. It's getting ready, isn't it?
Yes. You're doing really well.
Don't lie. I'm about to die. I've really, really screwed up.
And so have I. Believe me, the paperwork's going to be horrid.
Help! Someone help me! Help me! Help! This is it.
Yes. Ah! Andy, it's okay. It's not the acid, not yet. It's just a probe, I think. That's good. Ah! That's not good.
Ah! Oh, God! Ah! Oh, I'd like the acid now, please.
Oh, Andy, I'm really sorry. What a bloody balls up.
Yeah.
Now the pipes are opening. Sorry.
Andy, it's clear. It's clear. The goo is clear. Calm down. The goo is clear. It's not acid. It's not acid.
What the hell is going on here? Two types of goo. Two types. And the drill. Oh!
Andy, shut up! Shut up! Good news. Relax. You're going to be fine.
Oh, for goodness sake. Any second. Any second. Oh, come on! Relax. Andy, listen. Andy, sweet cheeks. Okay. The stuff in your lungs, it's breathable. It's biogel.
What?
That's right. Better out than in. There we are, soldier. There you go. That's the windy pops over. How are you feeling?
Oh, that was horrible. Why? Why am I not dead?
Ah.
That was the worst experience of my life.
Come along, man up. Get out of the vat.
But how did you stop it?
I didn't. Come on, Lally's on the floor. There we go. Bit wobbly.
Okay. But I'm still baffled. Why am I alive?
Well, the body factory is clever. It may not be working correctly, but at least it tried. It realised the vat was occupied, so it scanned you rather than killing you.
Brilliant. Wait, scanned me? Scanned me for what?
Ah.
Oh, my God, it's cloned me. It's gone and cloned me. Quick, we've got to get him out.
No, we haven't.
What?
This whole setup's not working properly. You saw that creature.
No! I'm getting you out of here!
Listen to me, you can't open the vats. Whatever's in there, you can't let them out. Sorry, but you can't.
Come on, please! Help me get him out!
Fine, it's the big red switch over there, but Andy, you really don't want to.
Oh, my God. This place... it's horrible! It is sick!
He's forgotten something. Oh, there you are, champ. I've been looking all over for you. And here you are in the attic.
I'm cold.
Yeah. Sorry about all this.
I just want to go home.
Don't blame you.
What's going on here is obscene.
Someone's cutting corners and messing around with kit they don't understand. They're for the high jump.
Yeah. I'm going to find them, and I'm going to stop this.
Good for you. There's something you've forgotten.
Oh, yeah?
The last survivor of the previous batch?
Oh, God.
Quick, get up onto the roof.
Don't fall, Andy. Don't fall. Oh, God. It's really...
Oh, look out! Don't let it touch you! Keep out of the way!
There's not really anywhere for me to go! Help!
Try not to fall off!
Really?
My word! That is a big one! Coop!
Norton, do you ever say anything helpful? I'm telling you now, this really isn't the day I had planned.
That's Torchwood for you. Nothing ever goes to plan.
If you weren't a ghost, I would kill you right now.
Good, Andy, good. Hold on to that guttering. Don't let go.
I'm not intending to let go.
Lovely. Got a good head for heights?
Not really, no.
Ah, oh, well, too late now. Oh, look, here comes trouble. Oh, that really is grotesque. It's growing at quite a remarkable rate.
You are not helping!
And whoops-a-daisy, butterfingers. Clumsy.
This guttering is giving way.
Two options. Land on the creature.
No, thank you.
Or wait for it. Wait for it.
Yes.
Let the guttering sag just a little more.
Mm-hmm.
A little more. Just another inch. And there you are. On a windowsill. Climb in. That's right. Gently. And there you are. Safe.
Safe. Safe, he says.
See you outside, you charmer, you.
Oh.
Look at this thing. Not a pretty sight. No siree.
We have got to find who's behind this.
Oh, you game for that?
Yeah, very much so.
Splendid. Before we go, quick observation test. Notice any small, unusual alien objects lying around? Little silver discs?
No, I had other things on my mind, but no.
Me neither. Never mind. Well, if you're ready, we should probably look up Glenstour on your lovely pocket telephone.
It didn't survive the VAT.
Pity.
But I did Google them earlier. They also own a derelict church on the other side of Grangetown.
Is that a long way?
Bus stop is just over there. Come on. This place is quite famous, you know. St. Greg's. Pretty much the most haunted church in Cardiff.
Haunted? Interesting.
Sounds like a case for Torchwood. Also, you should be right at home with ghosts. You can have a little chat.
Oh, hardy-ha, you're perking up.
Yeah, a little. Look at the street around us.
I'd rather not.
As a police officer, you get a feel for a street. Nice place to live, you know, safe to park the car, let the kids play in the road. This... Not this street. Shops boarded up, gardens growing sofas. Get the feeling the sun never shines here.
Right, little Miss Butlins, aren't we?
Also, we are being watched.
There's no one on the street.
Even so, I know. All of which combines to tell me that we are standing outside a church and we really, really should not go in.
And?
We go in.
Not locked. No keep-out signs.
They don't need them. It's so cold. The homeless aren't going to kip in here. Fixtures and fittings flogged off long ago. A couple of water-damaged pews left, look. Yep, one wet book and some tatty old cushions for kneeling. Kneeling cushion?
Hassocks. And that's the Book of Common Prayer.
Home sweet home.
Actually, I grew up in a church. My father was the vicar. Our Father, who art in heaven. I always found that a touch confusing. Mother was forever making those cushions. She sewed and stitched her way through the war. Bit of a waste, really. Bomb fell on the church.
I'm sorry.
Oh, they were fine. Just seemed a shame after all that sewing. Mind you, she never cared for all those cockneys with greasy trousers. They moved to a lovely parish in the Cotswolds. Must go and visit sometime.
Not close?
Not particularly, no.
They don't approve of you...
Saving the world from aliens for a living? Let's go with that. Anyway, my brother Gerald was the heir. I'm very much the spare. There's not much to go boo at us, is there? Ever met a ghost, Sergeant?
Present company accepted?
Saving my good self, yes. Hotels, theatres, churches, all hot spots for ghouls, apparently. Because of the sheer repetition soaking into the building. The bellboy in his bright buttons forever in the corner. To be or not to be bellowed up at the cheap seats until it sticks. The same hymn sung over and over and over. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. All balls, of course, utter balls.
Sweet the sound.
Holy flaming cow.
Oh, fudge, shit, fudge.
Save a wretch like me.
So much for theory. Can you see anything?
No.
Once was lost. Now I'm found.
Okay, you've proved your point. Stop!
Did you get that dress special? Very nice. Hey. No, I know you've had a rough night out, but it's going to be okay. My name's Andy. It's going to be fine.
Are you nuts? Oh.
Don't freak out. It's all fine. Corrie's on later. Wow. Actual ghosts. Are you okay?
I am terrified. Ironic. But you did your thing. Imagine that, an exorcism.
Is it really that easy?
Not usually, no. That's a whole crowd of ghosts.
Yep.
Finished? Good.
Steady on. Whoa. What do you want?
Flaming Nora. Come on, stop her!
But I don't like the crypt!
The door's stuck!
Unstick it, pronto!
The door! Ow! Oh! Oh, fudge it! Oh, ow, ow, ow!
Finished?
Shut up! Shut up! Top of those stairs, right, is a whole heap of hell. Ghosts. Actual, literal ghosts. I mean, I did not, 5 minutes ago, believe in ghosts, right? And now, they want to kill me. Not you, me. So listen, right? You go back up those stairs and you sort this out.
I'm sorry.
Stairs up, ghosts sort, go.
Not on your Nelly.
Today, right, I have been attacked by acid, drilled, drowned, chased by monsters, nearly fallen to my death, and now, in the absolute last fudging straw, ghosts are trying to kill me. So go upstairs and sort it out.
They don't want me. They want you.
I thought I'd made that clear.
Shush, shush, shush.
No, listen to me.
Zip, adult doing the talking. They want you. They want a body.
Well, that's pretty clear. And oh, my God.
Got there?
In the car park eating a Mars bar waiting for you to get back from the loo. Upstairs, a whole crowd of bodiless horrors looking for bodies. In a warehouse, a body factory, in that lorry, goo for making bodies. So, light bulb moment, as in, bing, I've turned on a light bulb. Over there, in the corner of the crypt, under this tarpaulin...
Some old chairs.
Yeah, no, I'm all right. Under this other tarpaulin...
Well, bend me over like it's VE Day.
Is that, or is that not, and I'm no expert, a spaceship?
Yes. Well, only a small one. An escape pod. Shall we have a gander?
Okay.
Well, shift your ass, Professor Quatermass.
Oh, an escape pod? Who for? Mickey Mouse?
Don't mind me.
Ooh.
Just sticking my head in. Oh, okay. It's tiny in here.
Yeah.
And yet there was room enough for the whole crew. What does that tell us? Not an escape pod, a survival pod.
Ah, right. You're going to have to fill in the science, but there's a kind of a flat pack version of the crew. DNA samples, instructions for how to build a vat and a jar of gunk or two.
More or less spot on.
Okay, that was the plan, right. Only didn't quite work because, good old Welsh boys, this pod fell through your rift thing, landed up in this crypt or got dragged here from whichever field someone found it in.
Glenstar Developments.
Uh-huh. Some bright spark there worked out what it was and thought, well, I could follow these instructions or I could go one better.
PC Plod, you are kidding me.
No, I am not. Never underestimate a Welshman's overconfidence when presented with a simple set of instructions, right? You're running a small building firm. What's your biggest ongoing expense? It's labour, okay? Well, dim problem. You can now run off 8 strapping Polish plasterers. And, heck, while we're at it, a few copies of that girl you've been Snapchatting, and why not make a couple of spares of yourself?
I could kiss you.
Please don't. It may sound daft, actually it is completely daft, but you've got to understand the Welsh mind. On the rare occasions when the sun does shine, we will look at it and say, what's in that for me?
But the whole thing, I mean... Where... Mm-hmm. Who is behind this?
Well, no offence, but you are being so tortured right now. There's no conspiracy here. This isn't the moon landings. This is a man from Barry, probably called Barry, having a go and cocking it up. Of course that body factory was a disaster. 3-headed rats. Imagine what it did to Barry. We never found the lorry driver.
Well, he ran off.
So someone said. People imagine stuff at accidents. But that's why the lorry crashed. The driver... dissolved.
The creature at the warehouse?
Another Barry? Or the poor original bugger?
Holy crap.
Quite.
But what about...
I'm going to have to stop you there. I've just done some pretty award-winning thinking. I need a breather. Actually, I really fancy a cup of tea.
Oh, me too. And a Garibaldi.
But first, can you go up and explain things to those ghosts?
Actually, look at this on the control panel. Doesn't fit in, does it?
No, it is a bit shiny. What is it?
That was what I wanted to talk to you about.
Many angels come and say, we have all
word, please.
Oh, here we go.
Steady, you lot. Steady now, please. Right, lovely. Thank you. Now, I can see where you're going with this, all of you, but I found this wired into the dashboard.
It's not a dashboard. It's the control matrix of a spaceship.
I'm going to stick with dashboard. Thank you. Now, this little shiny thing, my friend Norton here, says it's projecting you. Wasn't meant to. Probably some idiot tinkering with the settings, yes?
Yes.
Right. Uh-huh, yeah, lead we home, indeed. Right, at a guess, this doohickey should be projecting just the one of you. You know, a solid, friendly face to greet the locals, learn the language, and build new bodies for you. But that has all gone, pardon me for this, tits up. Instead, we've a whole ghostly bunch of you, and you're all very, very cross. Uh-huh, yeah. I'm sure it does, but not today. Tidy. Shall we go?
But you can't just...
Yes, I can. Still fancy tea? I could bloody murder a cup.
There's your tea, sugar's on the side.
Thank you. Cheers. Ta.
Oh, there you are.
Hey there. I would have got you a tea, only...
Nobody.
Right. Now, this object we found, what did you call it?
Well, it's got a heap of names. The Silas Oblast, the Red Key, the Bad Penny. It was on my checklist to look for today, and well done. Tick. Bonus points. Oh. Funny thing, isn't it? Keeps turning up in unlikely places.
Like a spaceship dashboard?
Not a dashboard.
Oh, I know. And Red Key, though, that is funny. Not ha-ha funny, just... Well, when you get a new car, they give you a key for it. It can't be copied. But they also give you a master key, one that you can clone new ones from. It's called the Red Key. It seems appropriate.
I guess it does.
I'd love to know what that pod thing really was. Was it just the crew of a spaceship or a whole race in there?
Outside our remit. I've contacted your colleague, Miss Cooper. She'll sort it all out.
Yeah? So, is that it then? My test is over?
Yes. Time to make my report.
Sure. And I get to go back to my normal life?
Yes, you do. But before you do, Andy Davidson, I'd like to shake your hand.
Well, you can't.
True. One final trick. The Red Key. Touch the setting on the side. Click it two notches.
Like this.
Yep. Now, hand it over.
How? Like this? But you're not... Oh.
Solid? I am now. That thing's functioning as a hard light projector. And no. No plans to eat your soul. Shall we go?
Where?
See me make my report. I think it's time for you to meet Torchwood's ruling committee.
Get away.
Dead serious. Tar and indeed Dar.
What? This is it? The rulers of Torchwood are here.
Well, more or less.
Are you having a laugh?
Nope.
Look, I'm sure if Torchwood really was run from the Bidowee care home on Cathedral Road, Gwen might have let me know.
There are some things even Miss Cooper doesn't talk about. Come on.
I don't get it.
Well, Torchwood's been around a long time. They've been using alien technology that's still far in advance of what you're used to.
Yeah, and never stop showing off about it.
You're about to see an example of it.
I'm not convinced. This carpet smells of wee.
Since it was created, Torchwood has been hunted. Several times it has nearly been wiped out.
Yeah, I've been there for a few of them.
Then you'll know how bad it can get. A while ago, they reached an agreement. You could say they evolved. Torchwood is now run from the cloud.
No, I'm not following, I have to say.
Through here. Sergeant, the ruling committee of Torchwood are waiting for you. In the TV lounge.
And 36 million tons of silt and debris are dredged from our channel each year. Standing by, connection is made.
This is
creepy. I love it.
You are here. How has the mission progressed?
I'll handle this, Andy. It's gone gangbusters, my dears. Gangbusters!
We can hear you.
Well, isn't that Dolly?
The illegal clone bank has been stopped.
Yes.
Good.
So the experiment is concluded.
Yes.
Do I pass?
Not now.
I'd just like to say thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Andy.
But I'd like to ask a question, if I may.
Speak.
Thank you. Thanks. Just the rest of it. That's the interesting thing. Someone was trying to use an alien organism to grow bodies. A body farm.
Did their process work?
No.
Then that's all.
But people died, and I need to know, we need to know, who was behind it.
Why?
Well, because it's the right thing to do.
You are correct, policeman. We shall bring them to account. You may go now.
Is that it?
Don't push it, Sunshine.
That is it. You have done well, policeman. The committee is pleased. Norton, stay a moment.
See you outside. Capiche?
Right. Thanks, you again. Thank you again. Thank you.
Norton?
Yes?
You have rescued Object One?
I have indeed. I'm wearing it. Suits me, don't you think?
Well done. You are finished here.
Thanks for waiting. Well done in there.
Well, I stood up.
That you did.
I spoke out.
Noted.
And Torchwood are ruled by that. What is it? An alien?
Oh, bless. We work for the wildest skies.
What does that even mean?
What does any of it mean? It's not like your police top brass.
A room full of mumbling, horrid old men. I don't know.
You're being flippant again.
Some of the stuff I've seen. Now I know why Gwen... Well, why she doesn't tell me everything. I've seen her make the hardest decisions in the world. Blimey, I couldn't sleep at night. Sometimes I shake just thinking about what I've helped her out with. But, do you think I passed?
I really can't say. I'm just your assessor. I can tell you, they were impressed.
I'd love to know the other side of it, though. Who'd want a load of new bodies? I mean, that's far more interesting to me than finding a bit of jewellery.
The jewellery's terribly pretty, though.
Yeah,
but rest assured, the ruling committee will see to it, if they haven't already. I mean, you have done most of the work, haven't you?
I guess I have. Oh, that's cool.
Cool. Yes. You up for more?
I don't know. I mean, if Gwen wants me...
I'll let her know.
Okay.
Don't, you know, if the assessment doesn't come out in your favour...
Oh.
Just saying if. Don't hold it against her.
No, I won't. Now I know what she does. Every day. Fudge.
We do have swear words in the 1950s, you know. It's fine. I'll cope.
No, you're all right.
Anyway, better be making tracks.
Now you've got your body. You sure I can't take you out for a pint or whatever?
Cheeky. No. The silver locket, the bad penny, it's needed back in 1953. Running out of time, so to speak.
Sorry, I'm keeping you.
Oh, don't worry, Petal. Listen, that cafe we met in this morning, be there at the same time tomorrow.
Sure.
It's a date. Oh. But for now, it's time for me to walk off into the rain.
Norton, thanks.
Don't mention it. Nice work, Andy. Nice. And good luck. I'm rooting for you, cheeky.
Thanks for a brilliant day. Brilliant day. And I suppose what I'm really trying to say is that, well, look, I had a great time yesterday. I saved Cardiff, slightly, and did all sorts of amazing things. But thing is, Gwen, I think I've been an idiot. Ah, no, don't start like that. Okay. Oh, no, it's a new phone, Gwen. I had no idea how to raise voicemail, so... Oh, don't be cross with me. Who am I kidding? Of course you'll be cross with me. I'm furious with me. I just thought that for once I was being the hero, saving the day, proving I could be Torchwood. But the thing is, I wanted it so much, and so much of it was so really horrible that I forgot to... Well, you know, the sun shone, and I forgot to ask, what's in that for me? Norton taught me that sometimes when you put your life into a sentence, it doesn't work. So here goes. Yesterday, a ghost turned up from 1953 to see if I was good enough to join Torchwood. See? It doesn't quite fit. I know what you work for is crazy, but does Torchwood really answer to smelly codgers in an old folks' home? Hmm? Why would they let me get involved in hunting for a vitally important alien object? And most of all, here's the real sentence that does not work. Will never work. Gwen Cooper would never put my life in danger. She wouldn't because she's my friend. Well, she would, but only if the world was absolutely, definitely ending. Oh, so there we go. Listen to this message, have a laugh, or come round to shout at me and give me a hug. I'm not brilliant, I'm just nice. And nice people sometimes are idiots. I don't know. One thing's for certain. I don't know who Norton Folgate really was. He's certainly never coming through that door. Bye.
Hi.
Oh, my God. Hello. You're you.
Yes, I am. Are you Andy?
Yes, I'm Andy. I stare at you in here every day and...
I know.
Stopping now.
It's kind of sweet.
Is it?
Tiny bit stalky.
Yeah, stalky. I knew it was stalky. I mean, noted.
Anyway, your friend Norton left me a note with a message.
What?
He said I should come over and say hi. Hi, I'm Jane.
Hello, Jane.
And also, your friend wanted you to know that everything was going to work out brilliantly.
Can I buy you a cup of tea, Jane?
That'd be nice.
No. That'd be brilliant.
Torchwood, outside the government, beyond the police, tracking down alien life on Earth, arming the human race against the future. The 21st century is when everything changes and I should have been ready.
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions, Torchwood, moving target.
Name?
Susie Costello.
You shouldn't be active.
What do you mean?
All non-target residents of the hunting ground are to be temporarily frozen, both for their own safety and the discretion of those taking part in the hunt.
What hunt?
This area has been selected by Bronc Bluff Safaris Limited as a temporary hunting ground.
Get down!
Die well.
Big Finish. We love stories.
Oh my God, this can't be happening. It's just ridiculous.
Welcome to the world of Torchwood.
Oh, okay, lovely.
Oh, here we go. Scott. Is this like a bonus? Is this like an Easter egg?
It is.
It's a wow. Amazing. So if anyone's listened to this, do we assume they've listened to the...
They will have listened to the thing already.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
Good. Yeah.
And they want more.
They want more.
What's wrong with them? It's a long car journey.
Shall I introduce us all?
Go on.
Sure.
My name is Scott Hancock. I am the director of Torchwood Ghost Mission, and I'm joined by the lovely...
Samuel Barnett, playing Norton Folgate.
Because you said lovely, I assumed it was Sam. And,
I know, I did as well.
Yeah, yeah. Tom Price playing formerly PC, now very much Sergeant, Andrew Davidson.
And Tom.
Hi there.
Aside from a small cameo in the last episode of the first series of Torchwood from Big Finish, this is your first proper return to Torchwood on audio.
It is. It's great. It's really weird today because we're doing pictures as well, so I'm actually going to be putting the PC Andy, sorry, Sergeant Andy, uniform on. Shortly, which is the first time I've done that since I was in a parking lot in LA last time I put this uniform on. So, quite a journey from LA to North Acton.
How is it being back in the Torchwood universe?
Well, it's lovely, and I must say the Ghost Mission is just so much fun to do because Andy just has loads of lines. Do you know what I mean? If Russell's listening, I assume he is, more lines, you know, we could have had more Torchwood on the telly. More lines for Andy could have meant another series of Torchwood on the telly. Didn't happen. This, however, is brilliant because it's very Andy heavy.
And is it nice to explore the character a bit more? When you read the script, what did you make of it?
Exactly that. It's really nice to see what he's thinking. It's not just thinking about dinner all the time. You know, there's this thing, I guess... It resonates with me as well a bit. They're kind of just a nice, he's nice bloke, isn't he? I get that quite a lot. People are like, he's just, Tom's nice, isn't he? And you're like, no, there's more to me than just having a nice, stupid, big, friendly face. And obviously, PC Andy has very much inherited my stupid, big, friendly face. And we can see it in this. And I like seeing Andy in trouble. And I like seeing him pushed. And I like seeing him try and solve problems by himself. I say by himself. Norton's there as well. But, you know. He's not helping things at all, really. Physically, he's not helping. So it's, it's a really, it's an enjoyable thing. More, please.
Hurrah. And Sam, you are, I think it's fair to say, a bit of a Torchwood fan.
I am a Torchwood fan, yeah. So, I've seen all of it.
Have you watched it?
I've watched all of it.
But yes, what was it like when you got asked to come and do this?
I was absolutely thrilled, but, you know, I've got to confess, I thought I'd be working with the full cast, and, you know, we've just got Tom.
None taken. Think of me as the warm-up for the rest of the cast.
Well, the pair of you did do Nightshade together.
Yes, we did.
Which is quite fun.
And I think Tom's just remembered. And he's just had a baby, it's okay.
One word. I think I also had to leave early to go and watch a rugby match.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Well, there's a lovely thing. I worked with Sam a few weeks later, and he got very excited telling me he'd worked with someone from Torchwood, but couldn't remember who or where.
I couldn't remember, then it was you.
Well, listen, guys, Torchwood was on Pointless the other day. You know this,
don't you? Were you a Pointless answer?
And I was.
I've been a Pointless answer on Pointless.
But I don't understand how Pointless works. No one said my name. Does that mean I was a Pointless answer?
Yes.
Yes.
All right,
I was
a Pointless answer.
I was a Pointless answer.
Okay, I think that's a sort of metaphor for my life, really.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a Pointless answer.
But anyway, back to Torchwood. Mm. Sam, what's it... What, how do you...
Good question. Okay, we'll go again. I don't want to direct you, but
this time,
try and have a question mark at the end of the... It's going to be a long afternoon.
Sam, what did you make of the script and Norton's character when you... Because it was written especially for you. What did you make of it when you read it?
Well, first of all, how flattering that it was written especially for me. I absolutely loved it. I really like that it's pretty much a duologue between Norton and Andy. So I knew we were going to have fun. And it's brilliantly written. I think Norton... obviously, he's from 1953, but in this episode, he's here in 2016. But he's sort of ahead of his time anyway, and I feel like he's living in a difficult world back in the 1950s, being homosexual. But he doesn't particularly seem to hide it. He's really ballsy. But what's really lovely about this script is you get moments of genuine sort of humanity from Norton. And I think he genuinely cares for Andy. So as much as he's flippant and blustery and kind of camp and talking in Polari, actually underneath he's got a job to do and he is saving the world and he wants Andy to do well.
What do you both think is the reason Torchwood works well on audio?
Because there's a limitless world on audio, and Torchwood has always had its sights
set on a limitless world. And unfortunately, sometimes TV gets in the way of that. And when you do it in, you know, and it's all just goes straight into someone's head via the medium of their ears, you can do anything and you can go anywhere. And I think that works really well for Torchwood. Torchwood as a concept has got a huge imagination, just like Doctor Who. And so it works beautifully on audio.
And you enjoy the effort noises.
I find, you know, like, there are certain challenges about doing audio plays. And for me, the biggest one has always been, well, firstly, effort noises, because it just sounds like you're doing a poo. Mm. And secondly, hyperventilating. When Andy panics, which is something which Andy goes to quite frequently, especially during this script, I basically have a really weird condition where I can hyperventilate really quickly.
I haven't seen anyone white out as quickly as you did.
I can do it in like a minute. I can make myself pass out.
Sort of extraordinary.
Yeah, I know. I was just basically gulping air.
It's a good skill.
And it was really good fun because there's a whole load of people behind the window here watching, and you could see them think, oh, good, we're about to lose half of our cast for the rest of the day. So, yeah, I found that quite challenging.
What I loved was our producer's responsive, let's not compromise the performance, but let's get him a chair.
Let him faint in a chair.
Was my response was, let's dial back the hyperventilation.
Listen, we'll call the next of kin, we'll see what sort of life insurance he's got, and then we'll smash on. I mean, you know, it's fine. I'm happy to die for Torchwood, basically, as is Andy. So yeah, it's great. You know, it's really good fun to push Andy and see him doing these things, because often I guess his role in Torchwood on TV was very much to be the slightly baffled and a little bit water off a duck's back, or, you know, eyes to the sky, here we go again kind of thing. Whereas this time he's a bit more engaged with it, and that's fun.
It's really nice to see a character like Andy, who you know so well, having watched it, in a lot of jeopardy,
having
to cope in these situations and seeing how he does it.
Yeah, that's I like that. I like that. It's fun to do. It's pretty good fun to do.
And what would you both like to see in future Torchwood releases? Because I think it's fair to say both your characters will return in some capacity.
Wow.
Yeah, I was going to say I'd like to see more
of me. I just want
me.
To see more words.
Yeah, more words. I think it'd be really interesting to have Norton kind of playing around with the full team, because he's really naughty and cheeky and thinks he's quite sexy, and he probably isn't. But he likes to think he is, and I think it'd be fun to have him enter that world.
What do you think he looks like? What do you think Norton looks like? Obviously you, but
he
do you know what I mean?
Like me.
But
no,
really.
I do have a sort of image of Norton. I think he is quite clean cut. I think he's dapper. He's quite dapper. 1950s, quite sharp suit.
I'd like to see Torchwood do more time travel. I really love time travel stuff. I'd like Andy to go time travelling, because I think
Andy could come back to 1953 with me.
There you go.
Come on.
Little 50s bromance between
the pair of you. The thing about the rest of the crew in Torchwood is that they do things like go time travelling, or I don't know, a dinosaur comes out the rift or something, and you get the feeling with them it's always a bit, here we go again. Whereas I get with Andy, it'll be like, oh my days. Like, I just think, yeah, make him drop a pencil on the floor, make a noise. I think make Andy do more crazy stuff, because it's a bit like you. I get the feeling with Andy, he reacts how most normal people would react, which is to basically do a tiny bit of wee in his pants and get extremely overexcited.
On that note,
yeah!
I think we should probably end this little
Can
chat.
Can I just say I'm not incontinent? That was a fictional character that is not based on me as a person. I am fully...
And yet there is a sort of dark patch right now around your room. Okay.
On which note, thank you very much,
it's
Tom
sweat,
Price and Sam Barnett.
Ball sweat, right? It's ball sweat.
Ball sweat. You heard it here first.
What's the rating on this? Kids in the car? This is like back at a convention. This happens all the time at Torchwood conventions. You sit there and there's loads of kids in the audience.
On
then...
which note...
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott note. Hancock.
I'm not saying anything else. That's it, I'm done. Go on, you want to wrap this up, don't you, without any swears?
Yeah. On that note, thank you very much. I can't do it. On that note, thank you very much to Mr. Tom Price and Sam Barnett for a lovely day.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Do I get my cash now?
Bye.